Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
What's up? Glad to be here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go over to Tom in North Carolina, who's on the phone. Hey, Tom, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to call and talk about Eddie and just let him know that, you know, he's a big part of the show, and I don't think it could really go on without him. And he's just, he's a good guy, you know, he's a good dad, and I just wanted to let him know.
Wow. Dang, that's kind. That's a really great way to start the show.
Really nice.
That's a great way to start
the
show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's really cool.
Tom, what inspired you to have these thoughts and to share them with us this morning?
I mean, I listen to the show every day. I have for a while. You know, I just, every morning when I get out of my car, I put my headset on and I just listen to the show from start to finish.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Really cool, Tom.
Eddie, anything you want to say to him?
No, man. Hey, thank you for starting your day with us, dude. I appreciate that. Hey, I'm glad we can do that for you too, man. We're helping each other out. I love that.
Anything else you want to say to him?
No. Have a great day, Tom.
Nothing else.
That's it, man. Go Cowboys.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, Eddie, next time he goes golfing, he's got to let his teammates know he's bringing that extra 9-iron with him.
Okay, that's funny.
Exactly.
That's really funny. Hey, Tom.
That's going to be the commitment.
Tom, you brought the jokes, dude. I loved it. So for that, I'm going to give you a gift card.
Let's go.
I'm going to give you a $250 gift card from Hyundai.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So you weren't going to give it to him.
I wasn't.
Just by complimenting you. But then when he complimented a different part of your body and called it a 9-iron, you were like, that's funny.
I mean, that's really funny.
There's a picture on my Instagram, if you go look, of Eddie and I playing golf. And people thought something was happening that wasn't happening. All right, Tom.
Hey, it wasn't my 9-iron.
You won, Tom. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And I'll continue to listen every day like I do.
Thanks,
Tom,
buddy.
Tom, awesome. What are you going to do with the money, dude?
Probably take the wife out for a dinner or get something for the kids. The holidays are coming up.
Yeah, love that.
I love that.
Boom. All right, Tom. Stay on the phone, buddy. That's
beautiful.
That's funny and weird. That's the one. That's how you
start your day.
Mm-hmm. All right, while we're here, let's go around the room. give me the news story that tickled your pickle. 9-9.
Wait, dude, this is a crazy story.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw this and a bunch of things stood out. I'm like, what is happening here? So the founder of Jimmy John's, he lives here in Nashville, I guess. His wife had a birthday.
I saw this.
So he had Elton John come play the birthday party. Celebrities like
at the 12:30 club.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the
Justin Timberlake owned place.
That's why he was there. Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. Jessica Biel, Eric Church, Theo Vaughn. I'm like, dude.
I saw that Jake Owen was there.
What, are you going to double check and see if he was there?
No, I'm going to message him.
And then I'm thinking, like,
hold on.
The owner of...
Hey, dude, what was that party you were at with Elton John? Like, I just saw your name in an article. You were at some party with Elton John and Theo Vaughn. That's cool.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Let me know. Okay, go ahead.
And then I'm thinking, like, the owner of Jimmy John's lives here? Like, that's, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive by these huge houses, right? And you're like, I wonder what they do.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
And then also that, it's, how much does it cost to hire Elton John? It's got to be over $1 million.
And he's retired, right? So he's not touring anymore.
But you'll do a private.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be at least $1 million. What a birthday party.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
I saw that story. It blew my mind.
We'll see if Jake messaged me back.
Okay.
Lunchbox, what you got?
Victoria's Secret is bringing sexy back. A couple years ago, they decided to go a little less sexy with their lingerie and stuff. And their sales dropped 5% last year, which was only $6.2 billion in sales. And so they said, we're going back sexy. So good news for everyone out there. Lingerie, going to be sexy again.
Speaking of Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah, it just makes me think of a Victoria's Secret documentary. Did y'all ever watch that?
Mm-hmm.
It's on Hulu.
Those two things don't go together for me. Victoria's Secret's and documentary. Those two.
It's about how it was all fat. Like, Victoria's Secret was created by a man, and it talks about all the, just the rise and fall of all of that.
I almost worked there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
In the stockroom?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When I was in college.
What do you mean almost?
When I was in college and I worked at Sam's Club, 6416, and I was the cart guy, there was a lady that would come in all the time, and she ran a Victoria's Secret, and she was like, listen, if you ever want to change jobs, I'd love to have you work at Victoria's Secret. And
okay, how did you almost work there?
And she was like, anytime you want, you ever leave.
Sure, we believe this part.
Here's my card. Come get a job with me at Victoria's Secret.
Okay, and then when did you almost work
there? No, that's what I'm saying. I could have worked there.
Okay, but you didn't almost work there.
But doing what?
Yeah, why did she want you to work there so bad?
Because I was such a good worker. She loved me. And maybe she was...
Maybe like stalking the back.
Maybe she liked me too.
Amy, what do you have? What's your story?
Okay, well, I saw this whole article about how many flat tires like people will have in their lifetime.
I had one this morning. Driving in. What? This is so annoying. I didn't want to think about it.
I'm sorry.
I was coming in and I got -8 on the air pressure gauge on my back right tire. It might be flat when I leave today, but I don't even want to think about it.
Dude, mine's been -8 for like a year.
But only one's -8, which I think
one's
flat.
It's probably just because the temperatures are dropping.
That's multiple tires, not just one.
Okay. Yeah, well, we had a flat tire last weekend in Memphis.
Just one? Oh, gosh. Okay, so lots of flat tires. We'll have 5 in our lifetime, and it was this whole thing about how many people are capable of changing a flat tire.
Only 5.
Man, Arkansas
Keith.
That's
the average.
Arkansas Keith was like, hey, look, I don't know you didn't have a dad, but there's some things that you just can't not learn, and he made me change the tire on the truck, like, I don't know, 10 times in one day over and over
again,
like a boot camp.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I'm saying. I'm one of the 25% of people from this study that isn't capable or doesn't think that they're capable of changing a tire. And I wish that when I was a teenager that my parents would have done something like that for me or to me.
I think if you were in a pinch now, you could get on YouTube and see how to change it.
That's what they said. You could go to YouTube and figure it out. You just need the lug wrench.
Or you just call somebody now.
Spare tire. I know.
I'll show you, Amy.
But it's like, I feel like I should know this.
Well, then you need to go learn. I mean, you're wanting to go ahead.
Yeah.
It's like Abby and the guitar. She's learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late.
Never too late. Abby, how's the guitar learning coming? It's almost time for the recital, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's going pretty well. I actually have like 5 or 6 chords memorized, and I can't feel anything in my fingers.
Have you used
I'm getting calluses.
Eddie is like a mentor?
A little bit, yeah. He was kind of helping me. But I was on one track, and then he was...
he wants you to do the solo from Sweet Home Alabama?
Well, yeah, basically.
I gave her some pro tips. Yeah, she's complaining about her fingernails, and I'm like, hey, her fingertips. I'm like, put some super glue on there. That'll help you get through. She's like, no, I need to build calluses. I'm like, you're trying to get to the recital. So,
yeah. How is she doing, like, when you watch her play?
Not doing.
What?
Not
what
doing.
Are you talking about?
She's memorized the chords, but she hasn't, like, learned or played anything. She's just kind of like, I know the chords where my fingers are supposed to go. I just can't do it. She keeps saying I can't do it.
Well, that's the muscle memory deal that I struggle with. That's a constant struggle. I'm just a little slower than most.
I don't think you are. I definitely don't think you're slower than most. I think, if anything, you're not as motivated as some. I don't think you're slower.
You have to believe in yourself, Abby.
No, you just have to commit to it, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I am doing the 20 minutes a day, though, like you said. Sometimes 30.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good.
When's the recital? Do we know? When? January? Okay.
How about July?
No, it's January. And if you don't do a decent job, you're fired. It's like Squid Games.
No pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, I'll go finally. Let's go and talk about a serial cheater shares signs to watch for with your husband. A British father of 3 who's been cheating on his wife for the entire 11-year marriage is now sharing what he's done and how he did it. but not publicly. He goes by Dark Horse.
Okay.
There are definite signs to watch for that will show your guy is cheating. Here they are. Number one, you will see a trail tech. A trail tech.
Like
yeah.
Carbon?
I get it.
No, like miles. Googles, like random odd Googles even you can't explain, or texts from numbers. They're just numbers or just stuff like that. There'll be a tech trail. Even if it doesn't lead you to it, there'll be some fishy stuff happening. He suddenly works a lot. The good thing for me is I've always worked a lot. He'll forget important dates. I don't remember any dates.
Yeah, that's not really.
But I never knew them, so I don't forget them. They're on my phone, but I don't forget them. There will be a money trail, so you can track back mysterious charges on credit cards or taking out lumps of cash at a time.
Okay.
And he can't keep a story straight.
He's lying all the time.
Dark Horse warns that if the partner starts apologizing for anything and everything that doesn't involve, that's a huge tip off because they just have this guilt. In general, so they're just always feeling like they're going to get caught or apologizing for other things to make up for that. There you go.
That's the list.
Tell you, man, I was having beers with a guy that worked for a credit card company, and he was like, that's crazy, dude. The technology we have, we know when people are cheating on their spouses.
Hey. Like the algorithm just lets them know.
It's like, this is a cheater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They can, or I'm just curious, like they're someone that works at a credit card company, they know, I guess people can see literally...
Everything
you do.
It's everything, and then there's trends, and they follow the trends like, well, that's what they're doing.
Oh.
And if somebody calls and just like, hey, I'd like to go over my credit card report, and then you just see some stuff on there, you're like, oh, for sure, your dude's not duding you, he's duding somebody else, you know? Okay, well, there you go, everybody. Good luck. All right, let's get the show started. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby. I have a coworker who has a boyfriend for almost 4 years. She just moved in with her boyfriend. However, after a work event a couple weeks ago, she was seen getting very cozy with a new staff member at work and then went home with him. Only a couple people saw, one of whom just happens to be the staff member on my team. Now, I normally steer clear of gossip, but this particular coworker has often spread how much she hates me and how bad I am at my job simply because I used to lead her team. That was 5 years ago. She still brings up how terrible I am. Thankfully, no one takes her seriously, but now I'm having a hard time understanding why I shouldn't spread this about her when she spreads so much hatred about me. Thank you. Signed, CPA, looking for revenge. You ever hear two wrongs don't make a right?
Right.
Heard that.
And it'd be easy to gossip, and it'd feel good for a second. And it would. It'd be like, wow, this is great. I'm really getting her back. But I try to remember that people that are gossip spreaders are just unhappy, and they're looking for something to make them happy, which is other people celebrating you for the gossip that you're bringing. And you don't want to be that person. It'd be fun for a second. I promise it would. It'd be like, oh, I'm getting her back.
Oh, she knows it'd be fun.
I know. But long term, I don't think you would enjoy yourself if you look back in a year.
And also, stuff that went down 5 years ago, I think that this is a great time for you to process that and work through it.
Well, it says she still brings up how terrible she is to people.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But she also has no proof that they went home together. Maybe the coworker gave that girl a ride home.
But it's about gossip. Who needs proof for gossip?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she didn't have any proof she's bad at her job. She probably was just telling people that.
That's a great point. I'd tell everybody.
I'm just going to tell you.
I thought it was like the don't eat your chili.
Not your chili. Don't stir it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just said you'd eat the chili.
Well, I mean, now that she's trying. I mean, when they're saying stuff about my job, saying I suck at my job, you are waiting for that moment.
Oh, it's.
And revenge is best served cold.
Yeah.
What do you think that means, revenge is best served cold?
I'm not sure. Yeah. It's just a good term.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it means
cold hard, like
back. I think
back.
It means it's best served, like.
Up in your
a
face.
Long time away where it's kind of gotten cold and they don't see it coming.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what I feel like it is. I could be wrong. I'm going to say short term, it probably feels good. Long term, probably feels worse than the good feels short term. So you're a better person than that. Just you see how bad it hurt you that she did this. So don't do it back. Don't do it back. I mean, maybe I'll tell one person. Maybe just tell one person.
But she told us.
You're not. Yeah, you told us. Don't start drama. It'll just be more drama at work. Because she'll know it's you, and then she'll start talking about you being bad at your job again. Stay away from it. It ain't your chili. Get out of it. All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This is the Dos Equis man of segments. The world's most interesting segment.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Just came up with that. Let's do Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'm going to do a sandwich. I'm going to do one at the front, one at the end. I'm going to do music first. The first time auto-tune was ever used in a major pop song was Believe by Cher in 1998. And the whole song is that, so no one ever thought anything of that. Here you go.
Do you believe in life after love?
Like, we knew it was all affected. Mm-hmm. But we just thought that was part of, like, some effect they were putting on it. But that was the first big song that used auto-tune that hit the charts. Then T-Pain's like, I wanna buy you a drink.
I remember that.
Launched it. Amy, what do you got?
The tiny dots on strawberries aren't actually strawberry seeds.
They're, what?
They're
they are?
No, no. They're individual fruits called drupelets, each containing its own seed. So when you're enjoying a strawberry, you're eating a bunch of mini fruits inside of a fruit.
Wow.
So how do you get the seeds off the droplet to plant more droplets?
I think it's a drupelet.
That's pretty tiny in there. I don't know.
That is. It's like a boat in a bottle. You ever see those?
Oh, like how did they get that?
How
did
they get that in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
How do they?
All right. Lunchbox.
There was one time a 21-year-old man in Oregon peed in an uncovered reservoir in Oregon, and they had to flush all 8 million gallons of water.
Because he peed in it?
Oh, my God. It's like having to drain the pool because somebody pooped in it.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
The water was already purified and ready to go to homes in Oregon.
Oh, my
God. And since
God.
He peed, they had to get rid of all that water.
This guy didn't know. I'm going to tell you, I don't feel... Unless there's a sign that says, please don't pee here.
You can pee anywhere.
I don't know that I'm totally mad at the guy because I think it's a dumb mistake that I could have made. You just see a body of water, like, I could pee here.
Yeah.
But why would they have purified water just sitting there for anyone
uncovered.
To pee on?
That's who I think.
I get that.
Because how do you know animals aren't dropping crap in it?
Right.
Oh, good point.
Like poop.
Bird poop anyway.
What was his name?
It doesn't say his name.
Justice for whoever this guy is. I should go represent him. Eddie, what do you got?
Lunchbox says Florida's the devil. Man, this is crazy. I think gambling's the devil. Because if you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, it adds up to 666. That's crazy. All the numbers on the wheel, add them up.
So
and it's
do you
the
think
devil's
roulette
number.
Roulette is...
The devil's game.
Sure. Is it?
I don't know, man. The fact is, if you add up numbers, it's 666.
It's just probably an... Fun fact. I mean, it's not really a thing they made happen, right?
It's up to you, man. Whatever you want to believe.
Okay, well, I don't want to believe that. Morgan.
Bananas are not trees. So they may be called banana trees, but they're actually giant herbs. Botanically, that means that none of it ever becomes woody like true tea, like trees. So since it's...
Morgan.
Bananas are not trees. So they may be called banana trees, but they're actually a giant herb. So
that's
like
a big plant?
It's a big plant. They never get woody like a true tree does.
Aren't trees just big plants?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, but trees and herbs are different.
The trunk, and then it's more of like a plant leaf thing for the banana tree. It's all green, and then the tree has a wooden trunk.
So if like Jack and the Beanstalk, if the giant had a plant, it'd look like a banana tree.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Be that interesting. Big.
And the banana is actually the herb's berry.
Okay, you droplets and your herb berries.
Yeah. Very
happening.
Fruity.
What's happening here? Okay, I'll give you one more. The oldest NBA player in history that actually played, name was Nat Hickey. He was 45 years old and 363 days old. He was having to coach the team as well. He had to activate himself for 2 games. He scored 2 points.
That's awesome.
That's funny. You get to be the coach, so you put yourself in to set a record.
I'll do it.
All right, that's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I don't know who to thank, but this is pretty cool because it's an anonymous donation in Springfield, Missouri. $119,000 was gifted to wipe out student lunch debt for the whole district.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so. I don't know if I should say. Yeah, I don't think he would care. It's public. Jim Nance is a really cool guy. You know who that is, Amy?
Yes.
He was speaking at this thing here in town, and they needed some money for the funding of this, we'll call it athletic place. And he was doing the speaking, and he was like, I'll just pay the rest of it. And it was like 6 figures.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What's his net worth?
A lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Money.
That's where your mind goes. Like, what's his net worth?
Well, I mean.
But those aren't right on the internet. That's just somebody guessing. But yeah, that's a good story. So
I think it's too, I like these stories because it's a reminder that that type of debt exists, and you can check the school you're at, and you don't have to clear the debt by any means. They say they get, like in this whole story, it says, you know, sometimes people are like, hey, here's $15 if it could help one or two of the students out. So you could donate a little bit and it'll add up.
Then can you do an experiment for us? Can you just randomly call a few schools and see what they say if you call and ask them that question?
Yeah.
Not, you don't have to clear the debt, but I'm wondering, we say that, and I know there are some schools that do that, but if you just pointed at a map, boop, pointed this place on the globe. And
is that what you want me to do?
Well, not a globe, maybe, but like the state or region. I'd be curious to know how it really works so we could tell our listeners that.
Okay.
That'd be good. All right, good story. Here, in honor, I'm going to do something anonymous for the next few days. I'm like, no one's going to know, but I'm going to go do awesome good stuff.
Me too.
No, no, you can't steal my bit.
Well, we can do it together.
No, 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 you're not involved in my anonymousness.
You can do it, though, on your own.
No, but be anonymous. Don't even tell us.
I won't even tell you.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Morgan, it seems like you're always in uncomfortable situations with your Uber drivers.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because I'm just like a young girl and I'm typically by myself. I don't know.
Maybe.
And you're not a young girl. You're 30 years old. Like, you sound like you're 12
years old. That was rude.
But he's right.
I look young, though. I don't look like I'm 50, is my point.
You're a woman.
You got it, dude.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying, like,
Dang, everybody's getting offended here.
I just look like a younger woman.
You're small. I'm little.
I'm 5 foot tall.
Right.
Okay, Morgan, so what happened to you?
Oh, dear goodness. So I was in my Uber. I went with one of my friends out, and we got an Uber together, and I had ordered it, and this car pulled up, and it was the exact car on my Uber app. And so I opened the door, and I'm like, hey, you looking for Morgan? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So we get in. Don't think much of it.
This already feels creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
I'm looking for Morgan.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah.
Morgan, you see? Huh?
Well, I always ask because I get nervous.
Sure.
And so we get in the car, and I always watch on the Uber app because I've had a lot of uncomfortable rides. So I watch to make sure we're going in the right directions. Well, we make a few of the correct turns, and then all of a sudden, he starts going the complete opposite direction. And I was like, I'm watching it on the Uber app, and I'm kind of sitting there for a few minutes like, where are we going? Maybe he's taking a different turn. No.
Did he look like the picture?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like, it's also dark out. I mean, it was like 1 a.m.
His license plate?
But your phone doesn't have a light?
Well, I didn't like shine it on him. Like,
no,
check
him
out.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, as far as like, it looked like the picture, it was the right car. Everything was accurate.
License plate?
I didn't check the license plate because we were on Broadway. Got so, it. Like, you're moving fast.
Okay.
And so I'm like watching it and he keeps going wrong direction. And so finally I'm like, are you sure you're like taking us to the right place? And he kind of like mumbles back something. He's not really making any words.
Young girl won't shut up.
Or
young girl, I got this.
Young girl, relax.
And I'm like, okay. And I kind of look at my friend. We're both getting a little uncomfortable. And we're still going in the wrong direction. And finally, I'm like, sir, are you sure you were supposed to be picking us up? He's like, no, I'm not even an Uber driver. And I was like, okay, can you just stop? Just stop the car. Just stop the car and we'll get out right here.
Wait, what?
Why did he let you get in?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Man, you could have been murdered.
Yeah, it could have been over.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when you get out of the car, take a picture of the license plate, and call 911.
Okay, first of all, yes, that's bad. But you got into his car.
I asked. I was like, are you looking for Morgan?
And he's like, are you? Yes.
Maybe he thought, are you looking for like a good time?
Yeah.
But does Morgan mean something else like Molly?
In a different language?
I don't
language?
Think so. No.
So
I mean,
he
like
lets
a drug.
You. He lets you out.
He does let us out. I don't know if he thought we were just so drunk we weren't paying attention, and that was the scenario. But I was very sober, and so I knew what was happening. And so he did pull over. He let us out, and we were like in a warehouse district. Like it was dark out. And I'm like, we are not in a good place. So I'm like quickly ordering an Uber. We had to wait 20 more minutes for an actual Uber to show up. It was a really bad situation.
What do we learn from this?
I think that's partially Morgan's fault.
Yeah.
You got to check all
the
stuff.
You check the license plate.
You
got to
check the last three numbers of license plates, what I do.
And I think it is good to see if they are there for you, but maybe we open the door and say, hey, who are you here for? Because then they'll have to say your name back to you. If you give them your name, then they're like,
That's a good point.
So you say, oh, hey, who are you here for? And they say,
I can't believe he said I'm not even an Uber driver.
That's crazy. Like,
did you say, what was your plan?
No, I was just in shock. I was just like, pull over. Just get us out of the car.
How fast were you going at that point?
I mean, he was probably going 40. We weren't on a highway. We were on like a back road, essentially.
I was going to say, I don't even know if I would say pull over. I'd have been diving out. But
did he have
40.
The GPS out or anything? Cause like
did
all
he have mints in the middle?
Yeah, man, that's what they all
did
have.
Did not have mints
in the middle. Extra charger?
He did have his phone up, like a map was up. What? It was weird. It was really weird.
And you didn't take a picture of the license plate and call 911 afterwards?
Honestly, all of this shocked me. Like, yes, I'm paying attention. I'm very aware of my surroundings, but like...
She did get in his car.
Yes.
Did he happen to be like a Lyft driver? And like, you said Uber, so he's like, no, I mean, maybe.
No, Grubhub, idiot.
Did you open the door and say, are you here for young girls?
No. And apparently Morgan. I'm not a young girl. I said, are you here for Morgan?
That is so weird.
I'm worried. Morgan, you stay home.
Yeah, you need to go anywhere.
That's over. No more going out for you. Hey, young girl, no more going out for you. You're grounded.
Yeah, apparently I'm old, so I need to stay home anyway.
Yes. Okay, look at the license plate, everybody.
Yeah.
Last three letters, license plate, match it up.
License plate, also, who are you here for?
And if they say Morgan, then that's probably not you. Morgan's a code word for young girls.
Oh, I mean, you want to hear a good... I mean, no, I shouldn't read the story.
Well, most of the time, they make you say codes and stuff now. And that one, for whatever, like, obviously he didn't. There was no code.
Is it a bad story?
It's really bad, dude.
What kind of car?
Like, did they kill somebody?
A woman mistook a car for an Uber guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Those are bad. Because that easily could have been Morgan.
Easily.
Especially if she didn't have her friend with her.
Yeah, I'm really glad I was not by myself.
Well, this Morgan. Is a good PSA.
Yeah, good. All right, thank you, guys. PSA, don't pick up Morgan. Here's voicemail number one.
Hey, Bobby. My sister works for the United States Post Office, and she has told me numerous times they will never send you a text asking for money. So whatever was sent to you was a scam.
I hear you, but they look so real. They look so real. Next up, voicemail number two.
Hi, I have a fun fact Friday. Honeybees cannot fly at night. I never knew that. It's crazy. Fun fact Friday.
I didn't know that either. And you know what? Without researching it, I'm going to trust it.
I believe it.
I guess I hadn't thought about it.
I'm looking at this text again from the United States Postal Service. They're not asking for money. They want me to click a link.
Yeah.
Or they might ask me for money. I don't know. All right, next up, number three.
Why does a barbecue grill like to get slapped around? Because he's propane.
That's good.
That's good. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So people seem to be worrying about friendships lately, at least according to Google, because searches for friendship anxiety have jumped over 1,000%.
Let me look at my last one. Is Eddie still my friend? Why is Eddie mad at me?
Did you Google
that?
Oh,
man.
I didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm. The stress over friends usually has to do with questions like, are you mad at me? And do they really like me? Most of the anxiety is needless worry. One way to cope is to answer two questions for yourself, okay?
Go.
What kind of friend do I want to be? And what do we stand for?
Who's we?
Your friendship.
Oh.
Because friends, it requires time, effort, communication. And so those are the things you can start working on.
Generally, though, most anxiety is from a place, though, that isn't real.
Right.
Right. So not just this, but just, and I say that as somebody who definitely has it.
Needless worry.
Yes, but it doesn't feel needless, so right. I'm not minimizing it.
No,
it
feels very
But
real.
It's like thinking with the brain a little bit more than the heart and the body, and sometimes you got to separate the two and go, even though I know I'm feeling this way and I'm right to feel it, my feelings are not accurate. That's really hard to do. But if you do it enough times, you still won't do it right, but at least you'll understand. That's what I do.
I have to do like, okay, I'm making up a story right now, and the story I'm telling myself is...
I have to do mine like, I'm not going to be late to work tomorrow. Every day I think I'm going to be late before I go to bed. Every night, I'm for sure I'm going to be late to work tomorrow.
But you're never late.
I've never been late.
Like, once. Never.
But again, I have such anxiety that I'm going to miss work. The show's going to fail. The ratings are going to be poor because I didn't show up on time. Everybody here is going to hate each other. We're all going to... And I'm back, you know?
Oh, man.
Hmm. Back in the trailer.
That's tough.
It wasn't so bad. I mean, the trailer, it was... We were close, but right now, that's not really where I want to be. But yeah, that's my anxiety. But you know what? I have to go, that's not real. It's usually that happens after my wife slaps me. That's not real. All right, what else?
So if someone were to pass away and you were to inherit something from them, like what are the top things you would think you would want to inherit?
Money.
Yeah.
A house.
Yep.
Car.
Yeah, okay.
Boat. Anything I could sell for money.
Mm-hmm. So house and property is at the top of the list.
Oh, property.
Because,
what if you just got a bunch of property?
Right. That'd be awesome. Because that also is
Please,
money.
Somebody out there that's about to die, leave me something. I've never been left anything in a will. And I had some people buy.
Well, me either.
Like, no, but it doesn't matter. I'm the one claiming it right now.
I have.
Please.
It's pretty great.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You have it, man?
If anybody out there is about to die and you got something nice and you're like, I'd like to leave it to Bobby, please do. And then have, after you croak, have your person message me on DM or something. I'll celebrate you on the air. I just want to get something from somebody. I don't even care.
Yeah, like I have my mom's old wedding band and my sister and I got her condo. And I was so...
Did you sell it?
We ended up selling it, but I was so proud of my mom because, like, she, after my dad left, she was a housewife. She didn't work. And then my dad left and she went and got a job and then, you know, started from like having nothing and then built her way back up. And when she passed away, my sister and I were so impressed. She had everything in order. Her condo was paid off. Her car was paid off. She wanted to donate the car to another single mom. So we were able do that.
And condo was cool too. I like it.
Sold her condo. Yeah. I mean, it was just cool, like, condo. I just was impressed with how my mom did all that.
Well, and I would be impressed if somebody left me a condo.
Yeah.
Or anything. Okay, what else?
Okay, so Cody Johnson's new album, Leather, is coming out November 3rd, and he did this interview with Billboard about the cover shot, and it's like his tattooed hands, and there's like blood on it, and it looks sort of staged, so people were like,
stunt hands, they're mine. I'll admit it now, those are my hands on the front of that.
Yeah, no. He was working on the ranch that day, so he said, hey, to his photographer, come over, let's shoot some stuff. At 5 a.m., they started castrating cows, and that's what's on his hands.
That's what I say when I'm going to do this show. Can you play golf tomorrow? No, I got to go castrate cows. That's hanging out with you guys.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Craig Polk from San Antonio, Texas, walked into Long John Silver's to get some food. And the problem is he has a tooth that is a denture because he hurt it, you know, when he was younger. So he takes it out, wraps it in his napkin, eats the food. What a great lunch. All right. Throws everything in the trash.
Throws it away.
Yeah.
No.
I've almost done my mouth before. Oh, no.
Drives away and then he looks in his mirror. He's like, oh, no. My tooth is gone. And he drives back to Long John Silver's. He's like, listen, I need to go through the trash. I need to go through the trash. My denture.
Oh, the trash.
My denture.
At a restaurant.
At Long John Silver's. Oof. A lot of fish.
Yeah, it's going to be smelly, man. It's a stinky situation. Okay. So the manager says, nope, I'm not going to let you do it. She pop, puts on the plastic gloves. And there she goes, head first into the trash. Wow. Digging. And she finds the denture. And he washes it off, pops it back in.
No
and
way
leaves.
He put it in right then. No way.
He washed it off.
No way that version happened right there, but I like it.
And he drove off?
Yeah. And he drove off. And you think that's the end of the story?
Oh,
that's not it.
No.
Craig said, we got to do something good for this lady. He calls the news. He calls TV reporter Ryan Wolf, who does Cash for Kindness for Fox San Antonio. They show up to the restaurant with the news camera and they give her $1,000.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And she got on the news.
That's even more valuable to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He loves money, though, too. That's a good story.
I mean, what a... Hey.
I used to work at a restaurant. I worked at a... It's the worst. It's food. It's garbage. It's wet. It's just disgusting. And she went in for that. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm starting... This gave me an idea. We should start a segment, Cash for Kindness.
You gonna pay for it?
Well, I just figured we'd pitch it to someone. I
mean, oh, like a client. And how would you pitch to a client since you...
Just be like, oh, this thing.
To who? And like, how would you get a hold of them?
A bank. They got money.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.